Stewie, he had every right to be bitterly disappointed with the effort from the Queenslanders. His side on Sunday night over there at Optus Stadium. I wonder now, some 48 hours later or close enough to it, what his thoughts are. Kevy, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, TK. How are you, Stewie?
Yeah, good, mate. Hey, you'd still be terribly disappointed with what you witnessed, I imagine.
Oh, certainly, mate. Yeah, we're hurting big time. Disappointed with our performance. Certainly, on Sunday night over in Perth, it wasn't up to the standards that the Queensland players have set in previous years. So, yeah, we're bitterly disappointed, mate, but also recognise that the other side, they were very good as well, with their performance. So we've got to be respectful of that and get ourselves, dust ourselves off and get ourselves back up, for game three. That's the beauty of Origin. It's a three-game series, so... one all at the moment, which sets up a classic for the decider, in Sydney.
It certainly does. Now, we saw the press conference. We've seen a lot of the commentary post-match from you, Kev, and things like that. But what do you say in the rooms? Mm. The game's over. They're sitting down. They're obviously very disappointed. No question. Yeah. What do you say?
Well, I don't say a lot after the games. I'd like to, have a good look at the review and then sort of give some further... I mean, you're too a bit emotional after the game as well, after a defeat like that. So, yeah, I do apologise for my language that I used, in the press conference. I was a bit sort of cranky with everything that happened on the night. We weren't in it from the kickoff, and you could tell that in the early exchanges, with our physicality not matching theirs in all different areas. So, I guess that was a bit of frustration from my behalf, after the game. But like I say, we'll have a good look at it in the next couple of days and then get ourselves back together for game three.
In hindsight, is there something you can look at and say, maybe this was coming? Or was it, a lot of times there's no sign this is going to happen. It just happens.
Yeah. No, there was no signs, Stewie. We trained really well, prepared really well. And that was the disappointing thing. And the players obviously got through the week nicely, with all of our preparation. But it's about the race on the night, and we weren't in the race. From the get-go. So that's the disappointing thing, and that's the thing that we'll have to adjust and have a really good look at when our players come back into camp. We're back in Sunday night or Monday. So, we'll have a good look at it then and then move on to what should be, a great challenge. I've still got a lot of belief in this side, and, I know that our performance in Game 1 was somewhere near where we needed it to be, but, we weren't there the other night, and that'll be my job and the rest of the staff just to get everyone's mind back on track and back ready to take on the match in Sydney.
Changes?
Well, again, that'll have a good look at the game and see. Joe Offahengawi, I believe, is playing this weekend for the Broncos, so he was there in Game 1. If he can get through that game, he'd obviously be a strong consideration. And after a loss, there's always big things in your mind, what you need to do. But again, I'll have a good look at the game today and haven't had a chance to do that as yet, and have a good look at it and see where we're at and see if we need to make some changes, along with the other selectors who will obviously be heavily involved as well.
Injury-wise, nothing to report?
No, Timmy Glasby had a sort of an elbow sort of problem, but he's okay, and everyone else got through the game well enough. So, of course, there's a full round of NRL fixtures on this weekend, and then we'll announce the team on either Sunday night or Monday morning.
Geez, Joey Arrow was a loss, and he's a long-term injury, isn't he?
Yeah. He was a big loss for us here, particularly around that middle with the work that he gets through and the quality of his work as well. But, having said that, TK, I'll be confident enough. We've got a strong list of players here to select from, and that's always been the case with the Maroons. Whilst we haven't got big numbers, we've got in good depth as such, we've got the players that we have there are more than capable of doing the job. It's just a matter of them applying themselves, in the right way. And after the heavy defeat, I'm sure a lot of them are still hurting. They'll be hurting all week about the result and what actually happened over there. But that's gone now, so we can let it go as such, learn from it, and get it right for game three.
Did you ever think Queensland could lose that sort of application, desire, the old run hard, tackle hard?
Well,
ingrained,
TK, it sounds pretty funny and pretty sort of easy to do, but... Origin's a whole new ball game, and to be fair, they weren't that far off our fellas. But it's just that you've got to be 100% on, or even more at sometimes through the Origin period. And we just, they dropped their guard just a fraction. And of course, we all know the talents of the other side, so they just came home and blew us away. Really, it was a pretty fair margin between the two teams, and I thought that was a fair reflection of the game as well. Just watching the game live. You just see we're just off the pace for most of the game. So, yeah, bitterly disappointing, but some areas there that we can fix. Not so much from a skill point of view, but also more so from a mental point of view and a physical point of view, which is what Origin is all about. It's all about effort at Origin, and you know, continuing to put those efforts in. And we've just off the mark a little bit, and sometimes that's all it needs to be not good enough. Yeah.
Is that a get the guys in, talk to them about it, then put it to bed? Is it get some of your Queensland legends in, Gordon, who talks about this a lot, about that effort, and it's not about, you know, skills one thing, but you've got to have that commitment and effort. Is it? I don't know. How do you get this? How do you get the loss out of their head? Is probably
re-ignite
what the question.
Them.
Yeah, is the question.
Well, I think one just reminding them of what happened in game two would be enough for me as a player. You know, that's it's not good enough. It's not up to our standards. And, you know, there's a lot of bitterly disappointed Queenslanders at the moment with the performance and with the result. So if that's not enough to get them going and in the right direction, well, they don't deserve to be in the team.
Obviously, the Blues are overjoyed with the way they play. Plus, they keep the series away. Are they getting ahead of themselves? They looked pretty invincible the other night.
Oh, look, yeah, that was a strong performance from them, TK. There's no doubt about that. And they should be very pleased and happy with what they came up with. But game three will be a new ball game, and you know, I'm sure all their staff and their coaches will be drumming that into them. But again, the series, from our point of view, has always been about us and what we can do and how we can do things. So we won't worry about the other side too much. We'll just get our own house in order, which wasn't in order in game two. And of course, that falls on everyone's shoulders, not just the players, but also the coaching staff. So we need to be better, and we will be better for game three.
Do you get on the phone to Alfie and give him a spray and blame it all on him?
We tried that the other night, but it didn't work too well. So he's pretty good at passing the buck, old Alfie.
Yeah. Now, Kevy, look, I've got to ask you, mate, because I saw, obviously, Cameron Smith pop up on the coverage, and he was bitterly disappointed, like all Queenslanders. You imagine, as you know, an Origin legend, he would be disappointed. There's no mercy phone call?
Yeah, mate, no. You know, we're very confident. I certainly am as well, with the players that we have, you know, in our roster and available to us now, that they'll get the job done for game three. We have that expectation every time you're selected, you know, in a Queensland team, that you'll go out and win. And that'll be the case for us, you know, in game three. But we've got some tremendous staff and assistance around the players to, you know, for all that stuff that they need. So it's up to these players now, the selected 17 that we come up with, to get their minds right, get their attitude right for game three. It's going to be a massive game in Sydney.
Sure.
Obviously, being an away game, you know, it's a lot of focus for us, with a bit of travel in there as well, you know, down to Sydney on the Monday. But it's a great challenge. I feel like playing myself, TK.
Mate, the way they went, you probably would have been better off.
I can't change the score too much. It'll be those 17 players selected, and every confidence in them that they can get the job done for us in a couple of weeks' time.
Let's hope so for Queensland's sake, not so much for New South Wales.
No.
From me, the 80,000 people, the crowd that turn up, they're obviously going to be very pro-New South Wales. Does that motivate? I'm sure it doesn't daunt these guys, because a lot of these guys have played in big games before.
But the record's not good for Queensland at ANZ.
No.
No, well, firstly, the answer to your question, Stuart, yeah, sure it's motivation. There's, you know, yourself, you've been in some huge games in cricket, and the motivation to win away is extremely high. It's a tough ask, and we understand that. And I certainly, from a coaching point of view, understand that, but you know, the last couple of years, we've been to ANZ Stadium and we've won down there. So, you know, that's sort of not going to worry us one little bit. It's more about us getting our own mindset right. And what we have to do and what we have to fix is our mentality and our physical, the way we approach the game. So, you know, that's pretty simple and pretty easy to fix. It's just about getting the week right and getting our mentality right to go down there with a really strong mindset of starting well and playing well for the 80 minutes.
Absolutely. Run hard, tackle hard. It goes a long, long way. Kevy, just you talk about mindset and you know, the mental approach to the game. It worked beautifully for you, your tactics in game number one. Are you shaking your belief in, you know, the positivity, the, you know, not mentioning New South Wales or mentioning any particular player? Will that continue for game three, or do you reassess your approach?
Yeah, it certainly will, TK. You know, that's what I said just earlier about our whole mentalities have been about the Queensland side this year, and you know, really happy with what happened to us in game one. Not quite the same focus from our fellas, you know, in game two, but they're aware of that now, and you know, they'll be looking, sitting back in their homes today, the next couple of days, just going over what they think, what they, how they feel they can get better. I'm sure they've got lots of different reasons for that.
Yeah.
And we'll call them excuses because that's what they are. But I know one thing, that, you know, come time for game three, these boys will be ready and firing for all those proud Queenslanders out there.
I wish it was on tonight.
We all do.
I wish it was on tonight.
It's going to be a tremendous occasion for everyone involved.
Yeah, I'd love to see the response from the Queenslanders. Kevvy, we thank you so much.
Good on you, gents.